This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a measure voters will see in November.
SJR 71, a resolution.
Senate Joint Resolution 71 was pre-filed on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate General Laws Committee on February 7th, perfected on February 28th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on March 7th, third read and finally passed on May 17th. Senator Rusty Black of Chillicothe is the sponsor. He says voters will see this question as Amendment 6.
Senate Joint Resolution 71 states upon voter approval that the administration of justice shall include levying costs and fees to support salaries and benefits for state and county law enforcement personnel whose duties are reasonably related to the operation of the criminal and civil justice system, including sheriffs, former sheriffs, prosecuting attorneys, former prosecuting attorneys, circuit attorneys, and former circuit attorneys.
Senator Black also says this ballot question comes about because of a judge's ruling.
This joint resolution is a fix from a Supreme Court ruling last year that stated it was illegal to collect court fees to fund the sheriff's retirement fund. By classifying costs and fees to support salaries and benefits for the state and county law enforcement personnel, including sheriffs and former sheriffs, SJR 71 would allow that $3 court fee to be used to fund the sheriff's retirement fund the same way it's been funded since 1980.
During this year's regular legislative session, several proposals related to law enforcement.
The Missouri House of Representatives passed legislation that seeks to take control of the St. Louis City Police Department.
Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis says an attempt was made to undo something that has been in state statute for more than a decade.
The Missouri House of Representatives passed legislation that seeks to take control of the St. Louis City Police Department from the city and place it under the control of Jeff City. I oppose this legislation. I've heard the concerns of constituents and believe that it's in the city's best interest that the residents have control of their police department.
In the meantime, pre-filed legislation for next year's session will receive bill numbers starting on December 1st.
The Senate will stand adjourned sine die pursuant to the Constitution.
This week also saw the annual veto session come and go without any legislative action. The only things the executive branch turned down were line items in some of the bills that comprised this year's budget. It takes two-thirds of the full legislature to override a governor's veto.
Obviously, our task is dealing with the cost of health care, so we're interested in hearing what your thoughts are on that. We don't have any particular...
In addition, the Missouri Senate Interim Committee on Driving Down the Cost of Health Care held its first hearing. We will follow this panel's progress as we move closer to the end of the year. It is thought this committee's work could result in legislation that would be considered during next year's regular legislative session. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.